You know, since the COVID-19 pandemic hit, more and more workers, especially those of us who are lucky enough to have jobs that we can do from just about anywhere, have taken advantage of that flexibility and have moved around the country, sometimes moved across state lines. We're starting to get a sense of where that movement is happening and what that means for policy going forward. And that's what we're going to take a look at today, because this is a trend that seems like it's only going to continue. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. My guest today is Andrew Wilford. He is the Interstate Commerce Initiative Director at the National Taxpayers Union Foundation. Friend of the show, he's been here before actually to talk about a similar topic, and we welcome him back to talk about this new report that NTU has just put out. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me back on, Eric.
This is an interesting new study that you guys have published here looking at IRS data from 2020 to 2021, so that first year of the pandemic, kind of where people moved around when suddenly going to the office every day didn't matter so much.
Just to clarify, this is data on returns filed in 2020 and 2021. So it's really covering where people were in 2019 versus where they were in 2020. So this is really the first year of the pandemic that we get to look at. And it shows some pretty stark increases in trends we'd already seen. Probably no surprise that taxpayers tend to move from states that have high taxes to states that have lower taxes. But those trends have really accelerated over the last year of data that we have to work with, which is that first year of the pandemic.
Yeah, obviously this is somewhat limited because there have been a few years since then. Maybe some of this has reversed or changed, but I'm looking at the map in the report here, and folks who are listening, this is a visual thing. You can find it at ntu.org. That's where they've got this new report. Florida, obviously, gaining a lot of people. Tennessee, a state with no income tax, gaining a lot of people. Kind of the interior Mountain West, some low-tax states there. And then you see, like, obviously, New York, Illinois, California, kind of the really big tax states losing people. As you said, this is a trend that's kind of been going on for a while. People have been voting with their feet, but the pandemic seems to have accelerated it.
States like California, for example. California, back in the 2018 version of this report, they lost about $8.8 billion on net. So that's counting people coming in it from their tax base. And in 2020, they lost $29 billion. You know, New York lost $8.7 billion in 2018. 2020, that's $24.4 billion. So, like, that's nearly tripling the amount of, and in California's case, I believe it is, tripling the amount of money that is available for their tax base. And that's a problem for California's state budget officials, of course, but it's also a problem for people in California and New York who are now, they're not going to change what they're doing at the state level. They're just going to keep pulling money from the people who are unfortunate enough to stay.
Yeah, and more flexibility, of course, in work arrangements means workers and all of us kind of have more freedom to choose where we want to live, where we want to work, where we want to pay taxes, ultimately. We're talking with Andrew Wilford. He's the Interstate Commerce Initiative Director at the National Taxpayers Union Foundation, talking about this new report looking at migration data from that first year of the pandemic. And now, Andrew, I mean, maybe this is more correlation than it is causation. You know, obviously, we don't know for sure how much of this is driven by the pandemic, I guess, but as people move from state to state, there is kind of this need for states to compete with each other, even more than maybe ever before, about attracting workers and attracting ultimately taxpayers.
And I think that's certainly true, that we can't draw definitive conclusions here, but we can see where the data is pointing, and it's pointing in a clear direction. I think we've seen a lot of states respond. About 21 states have cut their income tax rates in recent years, and that's, you know, a direct response to this new reality that taxpayers have a lot more agency in choosing where they want to live and where they want to pay taxes to. So a lot of states are trying to become more competitive. Now, the flip side of that is that some states like California, New York, Illinois, they often choose to respond to these trends by trying to reach into other states and taxpayers who are residents of other states but might have some, you know, very limited connection to their state. So being very aggressive in that manner, that's really something that sort of violates our foundational principles in a lot of ways. But for states that are seeing this, like, steady leak of taxpayers, especially wealthy taxpayers, to other states, that's how they're choosing to survive.
Not a lot of time left here, Andrew, but quickly, if I'm a state lawmaker in a place that's kind of in the middle here, let's say not an Illinois or a California, but also not a Florida or a Tennessee, one piece of advice, what can I do to make my state more attractive to workers that now have this additional freedom?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty simple. You make your tax code more competitive. I think there has to be a recognition that people who have been facing these high tax burdens for many years, they have more opportunities. And you want your state to be one of those opportunities to get out of these states that refuse to treat their taxpayers as anything other than cash cows.
Yeah, and of course, geography is always relative, right? I mean, I imagine being right next door to a New York or an Illinois probably helps a lot, whereas opposed to being like right next door to Florida probably hurts your cause. So all of that is, of course, a factor here, too. Really fascinating stuff, really interesting data. Folks, I'd encourage you to check it out, www.ntu.org. You can find their new report on tax migration out of high states. Nobody wants to pay high taxes. I don't want to pay high taxes. We all know that. It's easy to, and you know, if you have the opportunity to move around these days, more people are taking advantage. Andrew, that's all the time we have for today, though. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Eric.
And again, that's Andrew Wilford. He is the director of the Interstate Commerce Initiative at the National Taxpayers Union Foundation. Their work, again, online at ntu.org. Check out our work online at reason.com and catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.